With your weekend review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association has determined that low-risk sports can open up on August 17th. And that includes the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team. After a second-place finish in the state meet 1 year ago, the Cardinal girls are back. Head coach Chad Soleil of the Cards joined KDWA Sports on Thursday as his kids get ready for the 2020 season. And the Redbirds are ready.
You know, we were kind of lucky, I guess, if you can say that, in this pandemic time. But we're one of the few activities that we're really able to participate. So, you know, the girls were able to get out even as early as the spring, start doing some golf activity, and, you know, worked out great for us as far as preparation for the season here. You know, the girls have been doing everything from, you know, just getting out and playing with each other, lessons. They've been able to do several different tournaments this summer. So Western Wisconsin Junior Tour provides some great opportunities for our girls, and then Minnesota Junior PGA is another outlet for them. So really, as far as participating and practicing and preparing for the season, it's been about as good as you can hope for golf. And the golf industry as a whole has just been booming this season just because of the fact that they're really your only option, really. So as far as our team, it's just been great. You know, we've had tons of participation. You know, the girls have been getting out a ton. So we're really excited for what that means for us.
And unlike many other sports throughout this summer, the Cardinal girls have been competing at a very high level. Coach Soleil on kids participating in tournaments and camps.
When you say a couple kids, it's been really 10 or 11. So it's really been awesome. Double-digit kids playing in tournaments this summer. So, you know, we've got a lot of excitement around that. And scores have been awesome. So we're excited. But, yeah, you know, just to name a few as far as, like, our returning players. You know, it starts with our upperclassmen. We have, you know, Liz Roll, Jess Heinch, Lindsay Olson, our returning varsity players. We've played a lot of Western Wisconsin tournaments, placed well in the top three in a lot of those events. A couple of them have been doing junior PGA events, which when you look at the difference between those two events, you know, you're just playing a broader spectrum of players when you're in that Minnesota junior PGA. You're playing girls with much more experience. So, you know, I really encourage the girls that were varsity hopefuls to get into some of those events because it just kind of ups the ante a little bit. You're playing against higher competition in those events. So it's been good to get them over there. You know, and then Ava Soleil coming back. She's played in a lot of events over in the Madison, Milwaukee area, some of the kind of the top events in the state. So, you know, she's been getting her experience over there and kind of upping the competition level and pushing herself a little bit more in those top tier events. And she's done really well over there as well, kind of finishing as the top junior in a lot of those big, like, state women's open and state AM events. And then on down to even our varsity reserve players, you know, like Reese Stutz has been playing in a lot of junior PGA, finishing well. She's won an event over there. Maddie Ryder and Maddie Rundquist, you know, playing in a lot of junior PGA in Western Wisconsin. We have so many players playing in different events all over the state, even across state borders. So it's been great. It's going to show in our results coming up with the season starting here soon.
Coach Soleil walks us through a typical, or for 2020, which will be an atypical, first week of the season starting on August 17th.
Yeah, a little different this year. As noted, you know, with the WIAA meeting a couple weeks ago, we're getting bumped back a week in our season. So we're delayed that 1 week. Really, all of that means for us is we kind of lose a couple events because they then have to get pushed back and, you know, they just don't fit in the schedule coming. But yeah, with that first week of practice / tryouts, we don't have much preparation as you do, like, if you're a spring sport, you know, where you have a few weeks of golf practice before you actually have to get into a competition. We start competition a week after the start date. So it's 2 days maybe of kind of some skills and drills type stuff, and then it's right into tryouts. So we'll have 3 days of tryouts. We usually start with like a 9-hole qualifier, and then kind of after that we take our top girls and we kind of hash it out in, you know, an 18-hole event at our home course there. And then, you know, that kind of separates our teams for the first few matches. But our teams are really fluid throughout the year. So we always stress to the girls, you know, that first tryout is really just to set our teams for maybe that first week, maybe two. But yeah, it's go. There's not a lot of preparation. We kind of expect that our girls are preparing, you know, all summer. So that's kind of the way the schedule is built for that fall season for us as far as golfers. And the advantages that they have all summer to prepare versus, you know, the spring golfers. The spring golfers really don't have a ton of preparation because obviously they don't have the opportunity opportunity with snow on the ground. So
after a second place finish in the state of Wisconsin in 2019, what is Coach Soleil looking forward to most to that first day of practice on August 17th?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I'm just looking forward to getting back together with the girls. You know, it's just kind of just been such an odd time this summer, you know, just not being able to gather as normal, you know, in the past year. So it'll be fun to finally get together and, you know, get with the girls, start working more closely with them. But then, you know, yeah, as far as our team, we're excited because we know that we have most of our players coming back. Our players have improved a ton, even from coming back. So, you know, we know that we have something special. We just hope that we're able to display what we got, you know. And right now, WIA and Middle Border Conference are saying we are going to be able to do that, so we're excited. We still are a little uneasy about the whole situation, but we're trying to stay optimistic, you know. Like Mr. Smith's been really preaching, you know, stay optimistic and stay positive, and, you know, things hopefully will work out. So that's kind of where our mindset is, because we know as far as competitively, we have what it takes to do some special things this year.
That was head coach Chad Soleil of the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team, who will begin their season on Monday, August 17th. Stay tuned to KDWA Radio as we'll have more on the upcoming 2020 fall sports season over the next couple of weeks. We have some state tournament news to talk about when it comes to the Minnesota Baseball Association and amateur baseball in the state of Minnesota. Late last week, New Ulm informed the Minnesota Baseball Association that they would not be hosting the upcoming state tournament this summer due to COVID-19. That put the Minnesota Baseball Association into scramble mode over this past weekend and early this week. And if you heard live on the radio on Monday night, in our makeup game between the Meeseville Mudhens and the Dundas Dukes, the Minnesota Baseball Association announced that the new state tournament hosts will be in two separate spots around the state of Minnesota. Class C will now be hosted in southwest Minnesota in Milroy near Marshall, Minnesota, with also Springfield helping out as a second field. Meanwhile, Class B will be held in Shakopee this year. KDWA Sports will have more on the upcoming state tournament as it draws near. We also want to remind Tri-County area sports fans that in Minnesota, we will know a lot more about what will happen in the upcoming 2020 fall sports season on Tuesday. Tuesday will be the day that the Minnesota State High School League will meet, and they will determine exactly their course for the upcoming 2020 fall sports season, and then we will know if or when the respective sports will open. Stay tuned to KDWA Sports. We'll have more as the Minnesota State High School League makes their decision on Tuesday. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.